Well, hello, and welcome back to another great edition, another great episode of Borderline Texas Trash, episode 201, my friends. I am your host with the most, the hip breaker, the potty maker, the big old pooky dooky boo, Uncle Boo for you. Coming right back at you on a bolt of lightning on a silver thatter, baby. Woo! All right, how in the hell is everybody? Usually I say, my partner to the left, my goose, number 9 in your programs, number 1 in your heart. Miss Ash Handy will not be here today. She is in Oklahoma. They went up there to visit her nana and Tyler's, her husband's side of the family. That's where they're all from. So she's up there. She will be back, though. And, yeah, we'll be celebrating my birthday next weekend. God, it's already the fucking 21st. Jesus. Where the hell does our time go? Time goes by too damn fast, I'll tell you that much. But anyways, I am here. Show's going on as usual. But it'd be a good one. I want to say thanks to everybody who's been supporting the show, like I say. And thank you for welcoming us in your hearts and your home. And thank you for celebrating our 200th episode, baby. All right. I'll quit boring you to death with my dad humor. Well, how has everybody been doing? I've been doing great. It's been awesome. You know, just besides the regular shit, you know, kids messing up or life, you know, stuff like that. Other than that, I mean, really, though, it's been great. I mean, you know, had a storm come in today. That's why I didn't record it sooner and have it on them. It's about 9 o'clock at night. I usually have this formed and ready to go and done. But yeah, we had some storms come in. A little bit of hail, but nothing bad. But counties north to us got some bad, bad hail. But good thing we didn't. But anyways, I hope everybody's doing out there. Just want to send a shout out to Kim in Canada. Thank you so much for your support for the show too, girl. All right, well, I guess we'll get on with the giblets and the gravies. All right, guys, we'll go over some stupid news right now. We'll start out in Tennessee. A fisherman caught a 3 to 4 foot alligator in the Norris Lake. Now, people are going, why in the hell is there an alligator in Tennessee? Because there's no alligators in Tennessee except the zoo. So people are all like, well, wondering, what the hell? Well, the wildlife people there think someone had him as a pet. He got too big, and they just threw him in the lake, which could have happened. You never know. You don't know. What if he's just a baby and there's a mama still lurking? Remember Lake Placid? There's probably somebody feeding them cows. But yeah, that's pretty strange. He caught an alligator. I know over in the Metroplex, they got the Trinity River that goes through over there, and they said they've had reports of alligators sometimes. But anyways, let's get on with the next on headline. A man in England finds the biggest gold nugget. It weighed 45 carats. No, that's diamonds, right? Or gram? I don't know. It says the 45 G's or grams, I guess. My fuck up. I'm bad. Carrots are with diamonds. But it's a big-ass nugget. Biggest one found in the history of England. And this guy was metal detecting. And he's been doing it for years, he said. This is the first time he ever found anything this big. But he's been doing metal detecting, he said, for like 30 years. So congrats to him. He can retire now. But I wonder if he, since he found that, or does it go to the property owner? Yeah. All right, we got another gator story, except this guy got arrested for doing nothing wrong. It was his fucking owners. Okay, get this crazy shit. Number one, why would you have a fucking pet alligator? I mean, really, what the fuck are you going to do with a pet alligator? And of all places, this was in Buffalo, New York. Well, they got this alligator, this couple, or this people, I guess, got the alligator, and it was little or something. They said it was like 30-something years old, around 30 years old, and he, I'm going to move this. All right. Anyways, he said he was going, that he got it as a pet, and I didn't know this goes on. You can have a permit or some kind of license to have an exotic animal like this, you know, because come on, do you, a fucking gator for a pet, man, a motherfucker will bite your goddamn head off. But anyways, the reason he got taken away because his permit ran out, permit or the legal papers for this alligator ran out in 2021. So they kept trying to get a hold of him, I guess, never did, so they came and got the gator. And I'm like, and the guy's mad about it. He's acting like it's his dog, which I understand. He got attached to it, but it's a fucking alligator. And he would let it swim in the pool and stuff with everybody. Yeah. And it's motherfucker's huge. I mean, yeah. I mean, what do you feed a pet alligator? A fucking cow every day? I mean, Jesus. Like I said, this is going to be some weird news today. All right. Our next one. Six people were arrested in the California port for illegally importing, not drugs, not anything like that. They was importing goose intestines and duck's blood. Now, why would you have, number one, why do you think you need to import this when you can buy ducks here in America and a goose and get that without importing them? Some of the shit that they get at these ports when they people come in is just, it's just weird, amazes me. I'm like, why? Like the one I did with the fucking dead monkeys. I don't know. Yeah, but they got arrested, I guess, bringing in goose intestines and duck's blood is not good. So remember that when you're traveling, guys. Don't bring back any goose intestines or any duck's blood, and you'll be okay. All right, our next story is a Montana rancher pleads guilty to using smuggled testicles to breed a giant hybrid sheep. Yeah. I didn't know that was illegal. I mean, why is it illegal to bring testicles in? I don't know. And how do you, I guess, if you smuggled them in, you could put them in your pants like they're your nuts and be like, I just got big nuts. I don't know. Just some strange stuff, strange news I got for you. I hope you guys enjoyed it, but that was stupid news, and it was brought to us by Security Finance. Tax season is here. Go there, get your taxes done. And if you're here in the Minerals area, go in there and ask for Carrie and say Uncle Boo sent you from Borderline, or say Ash Handy sent you. But say the good old people from Borderline Texas Trash sent you in. They'll do your taxes, get a loan, and they are nationwide. So don't forget, baby, and say you heard about it from Uncle Boo promoting it. From Borderline Texas Trash. All right, my little chiseled chest friends. That didn't sound very fucking cool. I don't call people that. Chiseled chest. Oh, that is a cool insult, I guess. Hey, chiseled chest. Hey, it's a new one. All right, fellas and ladies, today we are going to go do a ghost story. Now, I did cover this story in my other podcast, Ghost Stories Told from the South. You can get that on Spotify or any platform where you find your podcast. So, let me find my spectacles here. Yeah, I got to put my other glasses on. I got one pair that's like regular and they're kind of bifocals, but not my good bifocals. These suckers are, yeah. All right, I got my eyeballs on. I can see now. I could see before, but I can see everything now. I want to take my glasses off. I don't like what I see. I'm just kidding. All right. Let me get a drink of that water, the high-quality H2O, brought to us today by Simon and Garfunkel. Yes. All right. This story is from Texas. It's the Jefferson Hotel, and it is considered the most... What are y'all doing over there, man? Sorry. Dogs are getting restless. Well, they've been cooped up since I got home because it's been raining. They ain't got to go outside much and exercise. Golly. Sorry about that. All right. The most haunted hotel in Texas. Near the banks of the Big Cypress Bayou, a hop, skip, and a jump from the Louisiana border, the Jefferson Hotel has offered decades of hospitality over hundreds of years. And its quite early Victorian structure has stood for 40 more. The many ages and ownership changes of the property have left their subtitle marks beneath the preserved period decor, and handwritten records overflow with guest sightings of at least five separate entities from beyond. The new owners have assumed stewardship of... Why are they going to make all these big fucking words? All right. Okay, where was I at? The new properties have assumed stewardship of once disappearing historic treasure. So basically what they're saying in this big fucking bunch of words to make them sound fucking great, a bunch of people got together and they're trying to save this place. And they saved it. All right, here are some of the historical facts of Jefferson Hotel. And I just want to warn you guys, since it was just me today and these storms came in, I ate me a good old... gummies. Yeah, I had like two gummies before the show, so, but I had them before dinner, but I'm feeling pretty good, so if I get a little goofy or sideways, that's why. But anyways, history of the Jefferson Hotel. It begins as a cotton warehouse. In the 1850s, Jefferson was one of the most developed cities in Texas. Second to only Galveston and only to... Okay, sorry, I effed that up. Sorry, guys, I jumped the line here. All right. It was the most developed city in Texas. Second to only Galveston. Thanks to newly chartered steamboat routes along the bayou for traders working along the Mississippi and its tributaries, Jefferson was one of the westernmost ports that could be reached without transportation. Like, what they mean by that is you couldn't really reach its place by railroad. It was either horse and buggy or steamboat. Okay, where was I at? To buy you for traders. Okay. The building now is known as the Jefferson Hotel was built in 1859 and was a warehouse to support the exploding cotton industry. The early brothel years. So this place was not just a hotel, it was a little bit of a whorehouse. All right, guys, it is unclear exactly when the Jefferson Hotel opened the doors as center of hospitality. Estimates range from the early 1870s to as late as the 1900s. Once it did, however, it also dipped its toes into a business very bit as lucrative as the cotton, especially on its inflamed second floor. So, basically, that's where they had their brothel, was on the second floor. If you don't know what a brothel is, that's where a grown man would go and pay a woman for her services, which means for sexual stuff. Either sex or to hold them like their mommy or whatever, you know. Tick-tock, pick-pop, where am I? Okay. To this day, the second floor is still intrigued by the long-veiled woman where the whole... That don't make any fucking sense. Let me see this again. To this day, the second floor is still encircled by the long hallway where the hotel's good time girls once advertised their business. So basically, they would sit out on its balcony, is what it's saying, and they'd be like, "Hey, boys, look at me. I've got nice jugs. Look at my bootay. You want to buy me for an hour?" That's what they're basically doing up there, promoting their business. Okay, now the Crystal Palace. Come the era of Prohibition, the Jefferson Hotel became a roaring night spot in speakeasy under the name Crystal Palace, or the Crystal Palace. The hotel's ballroom maintained until its resident closure, with period furniture, has been witness to many an evening of tipsy and risky lackeys gambling with their fortunes and couples dancing the night away. So this place was basically a speakeasy. If you don't know what the speakeasy is, back in the Prohibition days, and if you don't know what the Prohibition days are, Prohibition was like 10 years in American history where we did not sell alcohol or distributed it or nothing. It was banned. So these speakeasies were made where people would be supplying alcohol, because people still want to go out and let their hair down and have a good time, and that's what this place was. It was basically their version of it was a bar, basically, or a club, or whatever you want to call it. It was just a place to meet and drink. Okay, the ghost of the Jefferson Hotel, the Book of the Dead. That sounds like pretty good, pretty scary crap. The Jefferson Hotel has seen its fair share of unexplainable things. But unlike many allegedly haunted locals, where stories are passed from one guest or employees to another, changing a little each time, the staff of the Jefferson have taken care to record as many encounters as possible in its hotel. So basically, they have a book there that they write down everything that happens, from employees getting messed with, people checking into the hotel. Just everybody writes their stuff down.
Okay, come on, stop it.
All right. During its later years of operation, a Book of Dead was kept behind the front desk. Okay, so that's what they call it, Book of the Dead. That's where you write your shit. I guess I shouldn't have said nothing. It would have been telling the story if I would have shut up. Okay, there's a Book of Dead under the front desk, which guests were encouraged to write down the details of anything that happened to them. The brave and curious were even permitted to check volumes of the book out for a bedtime reading. Now, that's pretty cool. They got so many of these books, you can check out a book and read it, you know, what people's experiences was. That's pretty damn cool. Now we have the Mill Children.
I'm sorry, I'm dying, guys.
I usually don't record this late, and I'm an old man. I need my sleep. All right, the Mill Children. I can't even talk. The Mill Children. While there are many reported specters of the Jefferson Hotel, some of the most commonly seen are a pair of children, or they are about 7 years old, a boy in knee-length breeches, and a girl in a Victorian dress. So basically, what he's saying, breeches to his knees. Back then, that's what guys, you know how their breeches came like right, I'd say an inch or two below their knee, and then they all wore long socks. That was how everybody dressed back then. Okay, where was I? Okay. They are believed to be casualties of the building days as a cotton warehouse. But in spite of their liberties, lives, and untimely deaths, there are now some of the hotel's most high-spirited inhabitants, often heard laughing and chasing each other through the halls. Well, because back then, well, not back then, but back when these children died, they would have children working in fucking factories and shit. You know, and you can't do that now. I mean, people, you know, but they did it back then. They'd send their kids to work if they was working at the same place. Well, accidents would happen, and a lot of kids lost their lives. That's why they have all the child labor laws we do now. But yeah, at least that when they're in the afterlife, they're still getting to enjoy each other. Hold on to your keys and valuables in the Jefferson Hotel. The Mill Children love to play with small objects and pull pranks on guests, moving possessions around and turning lights on and off while you hear kids giggling. See, that would fucking scare the shit out of me. Be sitting there chilling, and all of a sudden you see lights go on and off, and hee. Yeah, I would definitely crap myself. Now let's talk about the vanishing man of the hotel. Little is known, even suspected, about who this man might be, but numerous reports have described a tall male figure in a long coat and high boots who comes and goes as he damn well pleases. Though he makes no threatening moves, some guests have found him unsightly, prestigious, and sitting or standing in their rooms throughout the night. So, this creepy ass ghost will sit there and fucking watch you while you're sleeping, taking a shower, eating a sandwich, watching a little TV. He will be there. Just think of it as a, I don't know, like a security guard. Whoever he is, he's apparently the hotel's most solid and hard to miss apparition. Some guests have even reported following him down the hall, thanking him to be another living guest. So they see this dude too sometimes going down the hall, and they're like, "Hey, sir, hey," and they try to talk to him, and he's just like, "I'm out of here." Only to watch him vanish as he turns into one of the rooms. So basically, this motherfucker, you'll see him walk down the hall, and then he's like, "Peace out, bitches." He takes a hard left and goes right through the wall. That's fucking crazy. Now, like I said, that would scare me. But I would love to go on a ghost hunt. I'd love to do that investigating stuff. Now we got another ghost, or ghost, I guess, but it's in a mirror. This is called Judy's Mirror. Judy's Booty. Sorry, that slipped out. Room 19 is particularly violent hotspot or paranormal activity, part of which seems to be connected with the spirit of a teenage girl. Though records of the hotel's history as a bordello are understandably spotty, which basically means they didn't keep good records of these girls, which is sad. At the end of the day, these girls were human beings. Just because they were selling their body and making a living the way they did didn't mean they were deserved to be like treated like less thans. But that's what happens even today's society. Well, a lot of these girls would die or come and go, and they didn't keep very good records of them, so. Okay, the records are spotty. The girl is thought to be a prostitute who was stabbed by a client and left to die slowly in the room's bathtub. And see, back then, a lot of women didn't have any rights or nothing back then. So, yeah, it's pretty sad, sad. She now appears in the midst of hot showers and leaves messages on room 19's bathroom mirror. So in room 19, when you take a shower here and you come out, there's gonna be something written on the fucking wall. I mean, on the mirror. That'd be some crazy stuff. The name Judy has been seen among her scribbles, but it is unclear whether she's introducing herself are calling out to some long gone friend or coworker for help. Help me, I'm stuck in its mirror and I'm dead, bitch. I'm sorry. That slipped out. All right, looks like we have one more, no, two more. Well, one more ghost. And of course, this hotel cannot be complete. No ghost story is complete without the lady in white. Every lake has a lady in white. Every house has a lady in white. I mean, I don't know, just you don't hardly hear about the women in gray or a woman of black or nothing. It's always a woman in white. Almost dropped my stuff. All right, you lovely gents and ladies. Let's talk about the lady in white and what she does at the hotel. What is her job? The beautiful young woman appears most often to male guests traveling alone, and she can be recognized by her bridal gown, golden hair, and feet that never touch the ground. I'll do that in there. I hope I didn't scare you. So if you're a single guy, don't ever stay at this hotel unless you want to have relations with a ghost. I'm saying it all fucking wrong. Though she's been seen all over the property, Libby mainly seems to haunt a specific bed rather than a location, following it around through multiple remodels. So apparently this girl's attached to that bed. She might have made a lot of memories on that bed. But that's still weird. How the hell they have the same bed from that era? I don't know. Anyways, the experts and staff members disagree on this spirit exact identity. So basically, they're saying that people that work there disagree on exactly who the girl is. though mostly suspect, or most of them suspect, it is Elizabeth and Leda, who stayed in the hotel almost 50 years apart from each other. That could be it. Both women were jilted on their wedding days. Oh, this is a separate affair because that girl was a prostitute. These are two girls. Apparently, they got what they mean by, how do they word it, jailed or jilted. That means the guy didn't come to the altar and marry him. He said, yes, I'll be here on this day and we'll get married. And I cover a lot of ghost stories, and I see this a lot in hotels, whether it's male or female. A lot of females I see, because men are shitheads sometimes. Yeah, they tell them, hey, I'm going to marry you, and meet me here at this hotel. Yeah, and they never show up, and the girl ends up killing herself. Yeah. All right. Well, anyways, both women were jilted, yeah, like I said, on their wedding days. And both were likely pregnant at the time. And both substantially hung themselves from the bed's unusually tall headboard. So I guess these beds in these rooms had a tall headboard that's, like, not normal, you know. That's where she hung herself. Libby and the bed have been inhabited, or inhabit the room 12, room 14, and even room 19 in different times. One can only hope that she and Judy with the booty have found some post-mortem comfort in each other's company. Well, that's my spooky, spooky story from the Jefferson Hotel in Jefferson, Texas. Check it out, man. That's a must do. I must do that. All right, friends and froggies. Now we're going to reach into my bag of tricks and a reach back quick to my bag of tricks. Made it, made it go woo, woo, woo. I love what you do when you do. You know what song that is? Remember, it's I Wanna Shoot, Baby, Salt and Pepper. All right, we're going to do some of my dumb stuff that you don't know. All right, dragonflies have six legs but cannot walk. I don't know if Ashley did these last week or not, because I didn't fucking write them down. Anyways. If she did them, I'm sorry. I don't remember. And I didn't go back and listen to the old show. And that's another thing. I don't listen to these shows after I produce them and put them out. I'll listen to the first 5 minutes to the intro and all that. Make sure sound's going good and all that. Because I have been doing it when Ashley's here. I'm trying not to have my mic louder than hers. You know, people's brought that to my attention. So I've been trying to work on that. And I'm trying to work on her to keep her face in the mic, you know what I mean? Just be, you know, have that mic all in your face. All right, guys. Dragonflies have six legs but cannot walk. That would fucking suck. That would be like, entering a race and being like, fuck, I can't use my legs. All right, then we have camels were previously imported to Arizona in 1856 and 1857. Snails sleep for periods of 13 to 15 hours. Some in hibernation-like periods can last years. God dang, I bet you when they get up, they're stiff as fuck. They're like, oh, God, stretching, oh, yawning. All right, a giraffe can clean its own ears with its 21-inch tongue. Yes, I can believe that. I can believe that. That's, yeah, a fucking 21-inch tongue. God damn, my foot ain't even close to being that long. I fucking only wear like a 9. 9 and a half. This motherfucker's tongue's longer than anything I own. All right. Now we have most pandas around the world are alone from China. Oh, pretty cool. Sloths cannot hold their breath longer than dolphins. Or sloths can hold their breath longer than dolphins. But why the fuck they want to hold their breath? They live above ground. Sharks are the only fish that can blink with both eyes. An ostrich's eye is bigger than its brain. That's pretty sad. The lifespan of a dragonfly ranges from around a week to 8 weeks. Didn't know that shit either, did you? And I bet you didn't know this. The chicken came from the egg, according to the Bible. Final answer, what do you think? I mean, really, that's the fucking age-old question. I mean, that is it. What came first, the chicken or the egg? People say, well, it was the chicken, of course, you know, because you got to lay the eggs. But you don't know that. What if the egg was first? And, you know, I don't know. Makes you wonder. Makes you wonder. All right, guys, I'm going to wrap up this part of the show just talking some bullshit and talking out of my ass about what's going on in our society and how everything's fucking going and ramping and going. Well, I'm going to start off. I'm not a big movie guy. You guys know that. I used to love movies, but it's just kind of all the bullshit coming out of Hollywood. It just kind of, I'm not a big movie guy anymore. They broke my heart. And bunch of pedo pervert motherfuckers out there, and they're sick. And they need Jesus. They need Jesus to come cleanse them. I'm sorry. I better quit doing that, or I'm going to go get struck by lightning or something. But no, guys, I mean, y'all need to watch this. I think it's on HBO or something, but there's its big old documentary thing. And I remember these shows from Nickelodeon. I didn't watch them. I was already in my, I guess, young adult days. I just graduated, was, you know, down in Austin by myself. So I just remember some of my younger cousins and stuff watching some of these shows. And, of course, when I had kids, I remember my kid watching them. Like, one right off the bat that, oh, God, she used to watch was that. I can't remember now. I'm fucking blank as hell. But it was the two girls that did the goddamn talk, did a show or something. But anyways, this guy, they're covering all these shows from Nickelodeon that this one guy directed. Can't remember his name. I should have made side notes, but I didn't. But him and they had some other cronies that were molesting the kids there and shit, and how they're all getting exposed for it. And the shit that happened to these kids back then, they're all adults now. And they're like, man, this shit's weird. I mean, iCarly, yeah, that was one of them. iCarly was one of them. I'm going to take my glasses off now. iCarly was one of them. That Drake, you know, like I said, I didn't watch them. I didn't know. I mean, but I remember, like, Lexi watching, especially the first one I said. Oh, shit. All right. Well, anyways, y'all need to watch that because they're really exposing how they molested these kids, you know? And this is what pisses me off. When that Drake kid went to trial, nobody was on his side. Everybody was on the other guy's side that had molested this fucking kid. And there was actors just, please don't give him a harsh sentence. I know what he did was wrong. Fuck you, man. He fucking molested a kid. So fuck you. That's why I can't stand Hollywood now, guys. But anyways, y'all need to watch it. It covers these shows, and y'all might remember some of these. Your cousins, your kids might have watched them. But yeah, a lot of these kids got molested. And if you go back and look at some of these skits they did on fucking TV, and it was like, oh God, these were supposed to be kids' shows for kids. Some of the sexual innuendos in there is just fucking. But I digress. Y'all know how I feel about pedos. Pedos, pedos. But I'm going to go get this information. I did see a shirt I liked. There's this guy I follow on TikTok. He hates pedos like me. And it says, pedo rehab. The pedo words, you can read them. But then the rehabilitation, yeah. Rehabilitation is that word going into a chipper. Pretty fucking cool. Yeah, like I said, it's the P pedos anything. Anyways, the pedos center or whatever. Anyways, it's got that word, a rehabilitation center. It's got that word going into the chipper, and it's fucking cool. I'm gonna have to get one. I'm gonna help this guy. I wanna try to help this guy promote them shirts because they are fucking cool. Because pedos deserve to die. They don't need a fucking trial. But in this goddamn society we have, we're trying to make these MAPS motherfuckers acceptable. It's not acceptable, fucking kids, as long as. I don't give a fuck if y'all keep pushing it. It ain't acceptable. But, anyways, man, and of course, our borders. These immigrants are coming in like fucking crazy. I live in Texas and I'm scared. Because I'm seeing more and more people in my little pissant town. Walking in. It's not because, oh, well, the economy's bad. No, God. No, these are people you don't usually see in your small community. Now, I'm not saying Mineral Wells is a little bitty old, but if we're a, I don't know the exact size of the town, but we're 4A in our sport, the sports that the high school plays. So, yeah, we're not that little. So, but still, though, you notice little shit like that. And it's just scary, guys. This administration we have is just let these people come in. And here's what I don't understand. People want to sit here and point their finger at Trump and say he's a dictator, but yet the Democrats are going after their foes like the Nazis took over. Just something to think about, guys. Something to think about. And here's what's fucking hilarious. The left is always screaming, take away the guns, take away the guns, and it has saved it. And now, the Democrats, everybody on the left, even the fucking liberals, are all wanting the, or granted, these illegals where they can buy guns too now. So, thanks, guys. Their plan they're doing this is so they can have all these votes and have more people on their side. But once they get over here, I mean, these immigrants are already bitching and complaining in New York and protesting. Fuck you, man. If you don't fucking like it, go back to your goddamn country. Y'all came in here illegally anyway. It just floors me the rights they think they have. They can come over here and get all this free shit, but yet my kids were born here. But according to my fucking great government, I can't afford a fucking. I can't put them on Medicaid or anything because I make too much. I can't get any help from the government. But Joe Schmo over here can fucking go across the Rio goddamn Grande and get a grand. It's fucking crazy. I just wish we could all put our bullshit together and stand up, man. But yeah, I'll get off that high horse too, because that pisses me off, because I got kids. My neighborhood used to be a good fucking neighborhood for kids to play in. But when COVID shut it down, with my kids don't hardly go to the people's houses anymore, because for that fucking year, I mean, geez, we fucked them kids up. But all Oprah. Not Oprah, but all fucking Whoopi Goldberg can say on The View is how, oh, it was necessary. Fuck you. And fucking The View, too. I could flush them down the toilet. Oh, but yeah. Y'all are going to get me bitching and twitching and don't hear. I guess, I was thinking maybe just doing a, I don't know what you'd call it. Because I can't go on YouTube and speak my mind because they'll fucking shut me off. Spotify will let me and all these other places will. No, I was thinking about just putting on a show and not defer from this show. And not even, excuse me, not even go by Uncle Boo. I'm just going to think I've been going to call it the old man rant, the old soul, you know what I mean? And just bitch about how shit is today. I mean, because I want to be that voice that is speaking for you people that are listening to the show. And if y'all listen to it for how I view things or whatever, and like me and Ashley try to call that shit down the middle. I'm not a fucking Democrat and I'm not a fucking Republican. I don't like the deep fucking South. It's corrupt our goddamn country, but more than deep South. The deep state, I'm sorry, the deep state. It's fucking crazy, man. It's all bullshit. But I think I might do that. I don't know what to call it yet. I think I might call it old man crapping or I don't know, griping or something, but that's basically all I'm going to be doing is getting on there and bitching about how just shit is right now and how it just, bleh. You know, I want to be the voice for everybody, you know, and I try to be down the middle and I hope you guys see it that way. I'm not for either fucking side because when you look at it, anybody up there in that government don't give a fuck about you or me or your cousins. Your auntie or your mom, they don't give a fuck, guys. They don't give a shit. And it looks like wherever you live around the world, we need to stand together and tell our governments, dude, fucking chill, back the fuck off. Ain't going to tell us to do this and that. You know, we need to fix this. We need to take back control, guys. It's just as simple as that. I mean, I'm not saying let's get on here and be anti-government and let's form a, I'll go buy 1,000 acres here in Texas and we'll form a posse and train them and yeah. No, I'm not saying all that. We just need to quit the bullshit, you know, and just put our differences to the side and come together because they're fucking both of us, all of us together, guys. But we're letting them split us up, you know. It's like I said. If people just they sit here and want to be like, oh, Trump's such a dictator. Look at fucking Hillary Clinton. Yeah, how many fucking people has she fucking had killed because of what they knew or could put her and her goddamn precious Clinton Foundation down? You know? I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. It's ridiculous. But people want to kiss her ass and act like she's not a dictator or Hitler. I'm sorry, Hillary's an old fucking stupid bitch. And if she had a fucking mustache like Hitler, she'd look just like Hitler with the vagina. That's what she reminds me of. Her Ender Skeletor looking fucking Bill Clinton husband now. That's fucking ridiculous. He's a fucking pedo too. I like to pew pew him with my water gun. I'm just ranting, guys. Just trying to fill in a little time. But I don't want to get too sideways on here because, you know, I'll get. But that's what I want to do with my other show. I want to use it. It's just going to be me bitching, griping. People can ask me questions. I don't give a shit if they're dumb or not. Or if they hate me or whatever. I don't give a shit. But we all need to get along a lot better, guys. We all need love, man. We all need just a big old piece of that love candy. But yeah, it just looks like every government's fucking us. Canada looks like they're fucking their own people up there. You look over at Europe, they're fucking all the goddamn farmers and shit. And then, you know, our government's not worried about all that influence of illegals we got coming in. But yet they're worried about poor old TikTok. TikTok bad. Did y'all see that Politsky? Oh, my God. I just, every time I see her and her fucking stumbling, mumbling, fucking red-lipped, I just want to fucking Just give her the water, boy. You know what I mean? Just run and just fucking tackle her and make passionate love to her. No, I'm just kidding. But no, that bitch really gets on my goddamn hind, my last fucking nerve, man. She just, Pelosi needs to shut the fuck up. You know, all these cocksuckers can. Even the people that fucking are celebrities and they stick their 2 cents in, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. They got no idea how it is in a fucking real world. They don't. But I'm off of my high horse. I will digress. And I'll calm down. I'll breathe real fast like I'm in laborers. But yeah, I'm chill though. I'm getting to the point in my life where I don't let that bullshit bother me. It's like I tell my nephew, I love him to death. Old Germ. He gets fucking wound up. God damn, if I come in and tell him something, because we work at the same place, I'm like, hey, Germ, did you hear about such and such? God damn it, you're fucking kidding me. And he's younger than me. He's 35, I think. Yeah. But I know he's younger than me because he's my nephew. A lot younger than me. But anyways, he's in his 30s and he gets so pissed off. And I'm like, I used to be that guy, you know. So I just let it be. I just laugh about it. I'm at the point now, I used to let it piss me off what they're doing. But the real thing that only pisses me off is how our country's just allowing pedos to live and breathe. Oh, and I didn't find that out until the other day, but check this shit out. Our government is helping the sex trade business out. Because you know why? Wherever these people get shipped, American taxpayers are paying the bill. When they fly. So let's say, I'm not trying to be dirty, and I'm not trying to be gross. I'm trying to be serious for a minute. Let's say I was a fucking perv and was into young girls and I wanted something like that. Well, I can get one of these illegals now. That's all they're doing is making the sex trade bigger and bigger. And these poor girls, when they come over, they owe the people that brought them over all this money. So what do? They whore them out. Sorry, that's just what they do. And anyways, when they get when they go to these towns for their appointments to make their money, well, the government pays for it. Yeah, they pay for the tickets. The goddamn cartels that's in the sex trade don't pay for it. Our own goddamn government is paying for this shit, man. It's fucking paying for it. But like I said, I try not to talk too much politics on here, but you just got to sit back and laugh sometimes at this shit. Yeah, it writes itself. But I'm going to get out of here, guys. It's getting late. I will see you guys later. Tomorrow's Friday. Or today's... when y'all hear this, it will be Friday. And like I said, Ash Handy will be back. She just took a little vacation. Because remember, guys, she said she was going to let her hair down. And I kept telling her she needs to be playing that music. I'm coming out. Well, I guess because she never really lets her hair down around there. Around them yet, and has it really just partied. And if the old Frank the Tank comes out, like me and Ashley used to drink, yeah, they're in trouble. I'm telling you, me and her used to stay up till 2-3 in the morning out there at her mom's after everybody left, still drinking, having fun. Just, yeah, I can't do that bullshit now. It would kill me if I stayed up that long drinking. I don't even like drink anymore, guys, because, I mean, I hate to say it, I'm a fucking alky. Point blank and simple. Runs in my family. I can control it a hell of a lot better now, but I just tend to not. I have maybe one beer, have a shot or two, and I'm done. So, that's about it for me, Freds. But I'm going to get out of here. Hope you guys have fun. Have a great Friday at work. Flip your boss off. Tell him he's number one. Go punch someone in the nuts. Go piss off HR. It's Friday, man. Make some fucking noise. Have fun. Want to say thank you from everybody who listens around the world. And if I don't see it for a rain's piss on you. And thank you to everybody. And I want to spend a another good shout out to Germany. Hess, Germany. These guys love every podcast I do, and I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. So, Germany, please email me at BorderlineTexasTrash@yahoo.com. It's all lowercase. Or go to my Facebook. You can find me there, guys. But I really like to intermingle with you guys because I love when Kim responds back from the show and stuff, because it's just cool intermingling with you ladies and gents. But I'll see you later. Love you. Be good. Be kind. And for real, guys, all bullshit aside, we got to come together. We got to stick together sometime. So until then, see you down the road, my friend. I would sing happy trails to you, but I'd probably bore you, or I'd be like lose everybody because of my singing voice. But I'll see you cool cats and guys, gals, girls, gays, whatever, later. But hope you have a good one. Be safe this weekend, guys, and don't do nothing stupid. All right, get too fucking drunk. Call an Uber. Call a friend. It'll keep you here another day, because I don't want to hear about losing any of my listeners. I don't want to hear about losing anybody, period. But you guys be good. Keep it real and drink one for Ash Handy, because she's coming out. But we'll see y'all later. Be good, be real, and bye.